Joe Calvert had always enjoyed those old bank robbery movies, but he had never expected to be involved in one. Yet this was, essentially, what he was doing now. The deserted streets of London seemed full of menace, though he knew that was only his guilty conscience. He did not really believe that the sealed and windowless structures ranged all around them were full of watchful inhabitants, waiting to emerge in angry hordes as soon as the invaders laid a hand on their property. In fact, he was quite certain that this whole complex, like all the other towns, was merely some kind of storage area. Yet a second fear, also based on innumerable ancient crime dramas, could be better grounded. There might be no clanging alarm bells and screaming sirens, but it was reasonable to assume that Rama would have some kind of warning system. How, otherwise, did the buyouts know when and where their services were needed?
"Those without goggles, turn your backs," ordered Sergeant Myron.
There was a smell of nitric oxides as the air itself started to burn in the beam of the laser torch, and a steady sizzling as the fiery knife sliced towards secrets that had been hidden since the birth of man. Nothing material could resist this concentration of power, and the cut proceeded smoothly at a rate of several meters a minute. In a remarkably short time, a section large enough to admit a man had been sliced out. As the cutaway section showed no signs of moving, Myron tapped it gently, then harder, then banged on it with all his strength. It fell inwards with a hollow, reverberating crash. Once again, as he had done during that very first entrance into Rama, Norton remembered the archaeologist who had opened the old Egyptian tomb. He did not expect to see the glitter of gold. In fact, he had no preconceived ideas at all as he crawled through the opening, his flashlight held in front of him.